together. All who believed were together and had all things in common. The early church spent time together. The early church ate meals together. The early church looked out for one another. They sought goodwill for all the people. That's the model of the church. Not long after Jesus lived on earth, it was and is a model for the church to try and emulate. It really is. But I know it's more complicated than that, because in the early church, things didn't last in this beautiful together way. People got tired of being together all the time. Some folks wanted more than they needed. People didn't always agree about what should be done. Greed and jealousy set in. Radio and TV commentators started calling them socialists or communists. The way that the early church worked is a model for the church today, yes, to try to emulate. It wasn't a model for society to follow. It wasn't a rebellious way to tell the world that they were wrong and that the church was right and you better get on with the program or else it'll be bad. That actually didn't happen until 300 years later. But in the early church, it was just a way that it worked. At least it worked that way for a little while. They tried, it worked for a little while. But nowadays, it doesn't work that way, even if it's a model to try and emulate. Nowadays, it is more complicated. We have buildings. We have nonprofit incorporation papers. We have capital campaigns. We have outreach programs. We have salaried employees. We have community events to participate in. We have fundraisers. And just like in the early church, we often desire more than we need. We have disagreements. We have greed and jealousy. We have radio and TV commentators calling us socialists or communists. You know, none of that disqualifies us from being the church together. None of that disqualifies us from focusing on some very basic things together. None of that disqualifies us from continuing to follow God's two rules. You know, love God and love everyone. And as we do that, we have a few things that we focus on together. One is spending time together. This is the early church. They spent time together. So we spend time together worshiping, learning, celebrating our call to be Jesus' followers, to be Jesus' disciples. Sharing meals together. When we do this, we're really good at it. We don't do it a lot, but we do make great meals. We have great conversations and friendship building when we do eat together. Looking out for one another. You know, noticing when folks are really happy. Or noticing when folks are really not happy. Calling a friend to thank them for all that they do. Helping folks with yard work. Reaching out to a neighbor in need. Showing genuine kindness, goodwill for all of God's people. Yeah, there's that seeking goodwill for all the people, because this one really is the hardest. It's easy to talk about it with kids, and it was fun to have Will here so that we could have that kind of funny pun going on, but seeking goodwill for all the people is not easy. Even it's easy to say it. Because it's easy to help friends out. It's easy to call a friend or rake a neighbor's leaves. But it's hard to really seek goodwill for all the people. Because when you include all the people, there are people you don't want to do anything for. Here in town, there are people that you don't like. People you disagree with, sometimes really significantly. There are greedy people. There are people that you're jealous of, or people you've been hostily jealous towards, or they have been toward you. There are people you need to be away from because their presence seems to be toxic to you and to everybody else. There are people that you can't even start a conversation with sometimes. You see so not eye to eye that it's impossible even to be around. And I'm not saying that you should go and make friends with everyone that you don't like, because that ain't going to happen. I don't think that you should be around people that are toxic to you. I'm just saying that we should all seek goodwill for everyone, including those people. And I hate to say those people, but you know what I'm trying to get across there. Those people in our lives. Immediately it's possible to go to the, well, if I'm seeking goodwill for all the people, what about people who want to harm others? There are people in the world that want to harm others. There are people in our community that want to harm others. I want to show goodwill toward them. Should I seek their goodwill? Let me answer it without a specific answer. Seeking goodwill for someone is not about wanting them to do harm to others. But it's also not about wishing harm on a person who you disagree with or wants to do harm. It's about genuinely wishing good things for that person. Good things aren't about harm. Good things are about good things. So you've got people in your lives, relationships that are past, relationships that have gone sour, and you really just don't like that person. You can still wish the best for that person. There are people who do awful things. You can still wish the best for that person insofar as they do things that are helpful. None of us are going to turn the world into a perfect place. But we can devote ourselves to a model that can make it better. The model of the early church. And we'll mess up. The early church messed up. We do it well. You know that. And God has a way of making it right anyway. God never gives up. God never loses hope. God never stops loving all of creation. That, you can bank on that. God never gives up. God never loses hope. God never stops loving all of creation. You know, welcoming the stranger it's native to being a Christian. It's native to the Old and the New Testament. It's part of our faith tradition that predates almost anything. But too often, instead of welcoming all, we put a limit. We act to exclude. We all do it. Color of skin, lifestyle, whatever it. And today on International Labor Day Sunday, on Immigrants' Rights Sundays, remember that immigrants among us are rejected, treated as outcasts, and placed on the margins of society. So yeah, it was this past Monday was International Labor Day. So in commemorating that, let's not be the ones who exclude. Let's be a part of a continuing movement for social justice by being the church, offering a prophetic voice to welcome immigrants, to welcome refugees, all people, no matter who they are or where they are in life's journey. We should create space to listen to those who traditionally have been marginalized and continue to offer, we'll call it transformational hospitality, as we thrive to work and continue building this welcoming community. Because God knows, God does know, God still knows the best way to live is to love God and to love everyone, and there are no exclusions in that formula. And we still have great examples of what it looks like. Spending time together, sharing meals together, looking out for one another, seeking goodwill of all the people. So let this week, it doesn't have to be just a this week thing, but this week, let's do that. Last week I suggested making bread and sharing it. This week start sharing more. Food. Money, household items, Share your thoughts. Let's continue to be the church and pay attention to what we can do together. Pay attention to all that we have in common. Amen.